the main people and the main ingredient. Everybody plays the fool. Hey, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk to Stacey Bartsch. She's Vice President of Brand Experience at the Betty Brin Children's Museum in Milwaukee. If you've never heard of the museum, you're in for a treat. She's coming up in just a few minutes. It's exactly 7 o'clock. News time.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. We're seeking notion.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. For the first time in 2 years, the families of the last surviving hostages from Israel are waking up close to their loved ones. Hundreds of Palestinian prisoners and their families are savoring newfound freedom. And President Trump is back at the White House after a crowning achievement of negotiating the initial phase of peace in Gaza. CBS's Erica Brown.
The president wrapped his one-day trip to the Middle East with a ceremonial signing of the deal.
And for the people of Gaza, the focus now must be on restoring the basics of a good life. We're going to have a lot of money coming into Gaza and a lot of rebuilding.
Other major hurdles ahead include who will govern Gaza and disarming Hamas.
Day 14 of the U.S. government shutdown, and the FAA issued a ground stop at Austin Bergstrom Airport in Texas last night.
The ground stop, which lasted several hours, was due to a lack of staffing at the airport. Air traffic controllers and TSA agents still have to work during the shutdown but aren't getting paid, so more are calling out sick. This traveler in Austin had planned ahead.
I did go a little earlier just thinking that the lines might have been a little longer.
Democratic Congressman Lloyd Doggett represents the Austin area.
I think what we could see are more delays, more ground stops, more inconvenience to everyone.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
People up and down the East Coast are drying out after a powerful nor'easter blamed for at least 3 deaths. CBS's Bradley Blackburn.
In New England, umbrellas were no defense against the wind and lashing rain Monday as the holiday weekend nor'easter barreled into Boston. The storm dumped several inches of rain across the region and led to coastal flooding. New Jersey declared a state of emergency after clocking winds of more than 60 miles per hour.
In western Alaska, at least one person was killed in hurricane-force winds whipped up by the remnants of Typhoon Halong. New York's Democratic Attorney General Letitia James has made her first public appearance since she was indicted on federal mortgage fraud charges.
I will not bow. I will not break. I will not bend. I will not capitulate. I will not give in. I will not give up.
She did not mention President Trump, who called for her prosecution. No more free security updates, bug fixes, or technical support for anyone who still uses Windows 10. Tech contributor Ian Schur.
Microsoft is giving people options for how to keep using this decade-old version of Windows, in particular by paying Microsoft to continue squashing security bugs and protecting the system at least for another year.
Dow futures are down 366. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. September home sales tell two different stories in Racine and Kenosha. According to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, Racine County home sales went down nearly 7% from last year. Kenosha County saw a big jump of almost 40%. Even with the shifts, Racine sold more homes overall with 201 sales compared to Kenosha's 180. Listings tell a different tale. Racine added a few more homes on the market, up nearly 3%, but Kenosha's available homes dropped by about 8%. Realtors say there's still a supply crunch that is making homes more expensive for everyone. And the warning went out yesterday for anyone with backyard chickens in Racine County. The bird flu has shown up in a local flock, and state agriculture officials say the birds had to be euthanized to stop the virus from spreading. The H5N1 strain is highly contagious and deadly to birds. Farmers and those with chickens are urged to step up cleaning and follow safety rules. The state also wants owners to check their location on their bird flu map and report any signs of illness fast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
game two in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and Dodgers tonight at American Family Field in the National League Championship. The Dodgers taking game one last night. Final score 2-1, but a crazy play in the fourth inning. The Brewers' Sal Frelick in center field. Dodgers slugger Max Muncy at the plate. Bases loaded. Brian Anderson with a call on TBS.
And Muncy skies one to center field. Hit well. This one's got a chance. Frelick going back to the wall. He leaps. It's in and out of his glove, and he caught it. And now chaos on the bases. Might have a play at the plate. The throw. Not in time. Goes out. He's out.
Frelick preventing a grand slam at the wall. The first 8-6-2 double play in baseball playoff history. Frelick after the game.
The ball kind of tipped off my glove, and then I just kind of saw it floating there, so I grabbed it and just fired it into Joey.
NBA, the Bucks hosting the Thunder tonight in Milwaukee in their final preseason game. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models. Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman for today. Partly sunny at a high around 65. Showers are likely tonight. Lows in the mid-50s, and it will be breezy. For Wednesday, slight chance of rain, a high around 61. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy. Lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny Thursday, 65. Right now, it's 58.
We have two wonderful kids. And another kid. Majority of your kids are good, man. Now, we have two kids. I'm joking. They're both wonderful. I love being a parent. You get to say sentences when you're a parent that people without kids would never get to say. That's an actual sentence that came out of my mouth the other day. Buddy, don't try to balance your fruit juice between your chest and the table. Actual sentence I had to put together and aim at another member of our species. My son was sitting at the table with his arms up. Actually, he was trying to push a plastic cup of fruit juice along the edge of the table, pushing it with his chest. How can you not admire that kind of effort? People without kids would never get to say anything like that. Charlie, try not to balance your fruit juice between your chest and the table. You know, it does seem rather precarious. You know, when I set that on the table, it seems more solid underneath. That's what I was thinking. Thanks for pointing it out. You're welcome. Continue with your proposal. You gotta have kids.
And speaking about kids and children, from the Betty Brin Children's Museum in Milwaukee, Stacey Bartsch is here. Hi, Stacey. How are you this morning?
Good morning. I am well, thank you.
All
for
awake,
having me.
Wakey-wakey this morning? Whenever I call somebody
here. I have three kids. I've been up for a while.
Oh, then you know. Then you could relate to what you just heard there, the comedy bit about kids. Okay, for people in Racine that aren't familiar with the Betty Brin Children's Museum, it's right there on the lakefront. And it's, how big is it, by the way? It's a huge building. It's right across from the Art Museum, you say?
Yeah, we have 20,000 square feet of fun and learning. We're right across the street from the Milwaukee Art Museum, right on the lakefront there. We've been around for a long time. We're celebrating our 30th anniversary this year.
Now, you are Vice President of Brand Experience, and we're going to find out what that is in just a moment. But let's get right back to basics now. Who is Betty Brin, and why is there a children's museum named after her?
Betty Brin, she was a wonderful woman living in Milwaukee. She dedicated most of her life to securing healthcare for under-resourced women and children. So we carry on her legacy by serving as a gathering place for the community, offering experiences for children, families of all cultures, abilities, and socioeconomic backgrounds. So we love to honor her legacy.
You know, when people have museums, children's museums named after them, they never, like, if I would say, well, who is this Bob who it's named after? Well, he was a con artist. He used to bilk people out of millions of dollars, and he put ladies in prison because he would rob from... It's never like that. It's always some person that did something nice. It's never some kind of con artist.
Thank God for that.
Yeah. Okay, so what is in the museum? Are they open all week long, weekends too? I mean, how does it work there? When's
you
close in?
Yeah, we're open Wednesday through Monday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. So we're closed on Tuesdays. We're a place that offers hands-on, tech-free opportunities, unstructured play, screen-free, yay. We believe play is more than fun. It's how kids learn best. I have a trivia question for you, Don.
Do
you
know
how much of the brain develops before age 5?
Well, just from personal experience, very little.
90%.
Really?
90% of the brain. Yeah. So we believe we can play a big role in that because it's fundamental to have fun be a part of that early childhood education and development for all that brain development. We believe play is the vehicle for children to make their own decisions and develop thinking skills and activate their imagination. So our whole place, our space, is designed incredibly intentionally so that discovery happens every day. We have a handful of exhibits, so interactive, immersive experiences throughout our space. We also have what we call a Be a Maker space. So that is an opportunity for kids to come into a space and are you familiar with the term STEAM?
Yes, I am, because we have people from the public library on all the time, yeah.
Oh, great. Yeah. So we feature hands-on maker activities that are all grounded in that STEAM philosophy. So they're collaborative projects that inspire, you know, that creativity and curiosity for our little ones. Right now we're doing like spider web weaving and fabric dyeing and finger puppets. That's just an example of something that's happening in October. So that's more hands-on educator-led activities, but then we have a handful of exhibits. I'm happy to talk all about them if you'd like.
Yeah, STEAM, now it's a good thing you didn't tell me. It's an acronym. What does it mean? Because when we have people every month from the Racine Public Library in here, we're just talking about the STEAM, and they tell me the acronym. And I don't know why I can't remember it, but I'm so glad you didn't say, so Don, what is it? Because your brain developed about 100 years ago, so you should be able to know this. Before we do that, you just mentioned some. Wasn't there a children's museum downtown in the downtown area? Because I used to work at 7th in Wisconsin at one time, and a couple of blocks away, there was a children's museum there. Do you remember that?
Well,
it was before Betty Brin, yeah.
Yeah, just us. We were the first children's museum in Milwaukee.
Yeah, it was. It was part of a museum, and there was a children's area there. I think it was Milwaukee. Because I lived in a bunch of cities, and I thought it was. Anyway.
Your trivia is stumping me.
So let's talk about some of the exhibits you have there.
Sure. Yeah, we have, I think probably the fan favorite is what we call our hometown exhibit. So this is truly a town that's a world, you know, built to size. So it's a little town. We have our hands-on Harley experience, which is our friends at Harley Davidson have a shop, if you will, with motorcycles that you can actually ride. We have a Palermo's Pizzeria with our friends at Palermo's. They can put on their chef hat and truly make a pizza. It's pretty fun. We have a city bus. We have a Sendix food market with our friends at Sendix. That's probably the biggest fan favorite because kids can grocery shop, pretend that they're actually checking someone out, which who doesn't want to do that? We have a post office, something called a super service center. So it's actually mimicking a car shop where you can be a mechanic. Waterstone Bank with our friends at Waterstone. We have a pet vet. We have a construction area. That's all our hometown exhibit. Then we have an exhibit that's actually just renovated. It's for our littlest visitors, so the 0 to 4 age group. It's called Pocket Park. So it's a park-themed space with lots of different spaces to move and scoot. We have scooters, little bug scooters, sensory play zone. We have, a tooth fairy themed cottage, which kids have the opportunity to plant flowers and play with different sensory tables, and a treehouse, of course, because it would not be complete without a treehouse. Let's see, we have a space called Let's Play Railway. This is actually our most vintage experience. This is a train engine, lots of levers and dials and cranks and buttons for kids to engage with. And then we have a large collaborative train table area that's within that space. We have a space called Hot Lava. So this is kind of a play off the TV show. That was all about kids and adults trying to jump over the hot lava. So this is an obstacle course. It's safe, risky play for our kiddos, and encouraging big, gross motor play. We have a giant climber in that space. And all of this, you know, encourages teamwork, which we're all about. And then we have our Be a Maker space, which I had talked about. That is all baked in or grounded in our STEM programming.
I would like to sneak in and use this, though. I'm 6'3", so I think I'd be standing out. But I would love making your own pizzas. I've never worked a cash register in my life because I've only done radio my entire life. And before I die, I want to work a cash register. I would love to do this stuff. I don't know where you come up with these ideas. Hold on a second, Stacey. We're talking to Stacey Bart. She's Vice President of Brand Experience at the Betty Brin Children's Museum in Milwaukee. This is fascinating. For people that don't know, this is right on the lakefront opposite the Art Museum in Milwaukee. And so if you've never been up there before, this is a golden opportunity. They're open every day except Tuesday. So more coming up with Stacey in just a moment. 717, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Partly sunny today, highs near 65. Right now, cloudy, 58 degrees right here, right now at Radio Park. And the morning show every day brought to you by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union's passion is to empower this community. In partnership with the Salvation Army, help families experiencing hardship during this year's Warm Up with Marine Drive. Bring in new or gently used coats, boots, gloves, hats, and more. Every donation goes directly to those families who need it most. Help chart the course toward a warmer, brighter winter, one step at a time. Stop by Marine Credit Union today on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue, to drop off your donations. Federally insured by NCUA.
Your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Another Hollywood icon, Diane Keaton, passed away on Saturday. Diane Keaton got her start in theater. Her Broadway debut was Hair, and she received a Tony nomination for her performance in Play It Again, Sam. Keaton was a major part of the new Hollywood movement, benefiting from directors having more creative control than studios. A perfect example was her role in Woody Allen's Annie Hall. Allen wrote the part based on Keaton, and she won a Golden Globe and an Oscar. If you remember, Annie's character was from Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Keaton was also one of Francis Ford Coppola's favorites, as he cast her as Kay Corleone, Michael's wife in all three Godfathers. Keaton never married, but often dated her co-stars like Warren Beatty, Woody Allen, and Al Pacino, and says she was happy she remained single. She was a mother to two adopted children, Dexter and Duke. Diane Keaton passed away on October 11th. She was 79 years old. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's still plenty of work to do before you put away your tools for another year, so if you need help with the chores ahead,
Just phone Get Her Done at 262-220-2555. They do the work that you hate to do yourself. Fall cleanup, gutter cleaning, power washing, you name it. And when it comes to tree removal, the pros at Get Her Done are tremendous. They're also insured and family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Call them today at 262-220-2555 and get her done.
Right now, during the Drive Into Fall event, Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Union Grove, Wisconsin has new 2025 Ram Bighorn 1500s at 21% off MSRP, plus 3.9% financing. You will always spend less and get more at Martin's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. Family owned and operated for over 95 years. Plus tax, title, license, and dock fee to qualified buyers with approved credit. Based on $1,560 per $1,000 financed. Must qualify for financing through Stellantis Financial. Expires 11/3/2025.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN has partnered with the Racine County Eye to cover the city and county like never before. You can hear the breaking news and headlines on WRJN. Then get in-depth coverage online at RacineCountyEye.com. The county's largest staff of local reporters now working together to keep you up to date on the air and online.
We're talking to Stacy Bartsch. She is Vice President of Brand Experience at the Betty Brin Children's Museum in Milwaukee. This is fascinating because I knew the museum was there, but I didn't know the hands-on. I didn't know the exhibits. I didn't know what was going on in there. And this is fascinating to find out. If anybody's missed the beginning of our conversation, you'll be able to listen to the podcast. It'll be up by probably by late tonight or tomorrow morning at WRJN.com, civicmedia.us, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast, you'll be able to hear it. Just search Don Rosen Show and you'll hear it in there. Well, Stacy, this is fascinating. Now, you also tell me that people can be members and join up and help out at the Betty Brin Children's Museum, right?
Yeah, and it's so affordable. Just three visits pays for itself. We have membership opportunities, various different membership opportunities that are offer annual, year-round admission. We have tons of exclusive member perks. I think it starts at, let's see here, membership starts at $145. I mean, that's pretty much a steal for how expensive things are these days.
Yeah, that's one trip at Arby's. Yeah, we can cover that. Yeah.
Yeah, that includes admission for an entire year for a family of four. So that pays for itself in less than three visits.
Okay, and I just want to remind listeners now that you can actually hear WRJN in Milwaukee now. We at 107.3 FM. We're expanding our signal. And so when you head north of the Racine County line along the lakeshore, because you guys are right there at the lakeshore, you can hear local news and timeless hits at 107.3 FM in southern Milwaukee County, most of Caledonia, that clean, clear FM sound now for all of your favorite timeless hits, even north of Racine, 107.3 FM. And we've got some more news coming up in future weeks about our signal. So we're getting into Milwaukee now, and that's just where the Betty Brin Children's Museum is. It's right there on the lakefront opposite the Art Museum. Beautiful buildings there on Milwaukee's lakefront. I mean, they're very... When you see pictures of Milwaukee, they always show those buildings there. And you say the museum has been there for, what, 30 years now?
30 years. We have the best view right out our windows.
Wow. That's pretty neat. And but do you get no work? Is your office, does it have a view of the lake?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We can see see all of it.
See, I wouldn't want people working for me to have that, because then you're staring out the window most of the day, not getting work done. You should be like, you know, people here, we have no windows because we don't want them looking out of the window. And if there's construction going on outside, that's about 2 hours of your time right there looking out the window, watching people build stuff. All right. Let's talk about play-based learning. You said you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, I think, you know, Milwaukee's, we're not doing great in terms of reading proficiency. Only 9% of fourth graders are reading proficient in Milwaukee. Nationally, it's 32%. So that's a pretty big gap. We believe that that reflects a disparity in early learning opportunities, because we think that that is when kids learn the most. Again, remember that 90% of the brain develops before age five. So we strongly believe that. That's why we exist. We think learning should happen with experiential hands-on experiences, and that's why we exist.
You know, this is great. You promote growth of children from birth through age 10. I wish there was something like this when I was a little kid, that we didn't have that kind of stuff. And now it's here, and you should bring your kids there. I like the fact that you're all this hands-on stuff. I like that.
Yeah, unstructured play is great. I mean, so many kids are on their screens now. Yep. I think the average is 3.5 hours a day on the screen for kiddos. That's too much. That far exceeds any time they're spending doing creative, open-ended play. So this is really an opportunity for everybody to connect, problem solve, build emotional resilience through real-world experiences.
And 200,000 visitors a year, huh?
Yeah. We've been around for so long, and we still continue to pull kiddos from all over the country. I think, you know, over 90% of our visitors are from Wisconsin, but we do pull from other states and even other countries, which is really special.
Now, there's a website if people want to see more and learn more about the Betty Brin Children's Museum. It's BBCM, Betty Brin Children's Museum Kids. Oh, isn't that clever? BBCMKids.org, BBCMKids.org. And everything's on there. I went through the website before you came on the air, and it's really a nice website put together. So so give us a little lowdown, the admission when you want to bring kids in. Give people the money aspect of this. How much to get in?
Yeah, it depends if it's weekday or a weekend. We have $13 weekday tickets and $14 weekend tickets. If you're under one, you're free. Seniors have a discount. So if you're over 60, it's $12. So pretty affordable considering how expensive things are these days.
Yeah, I went to Arby's the other day, got two meals. It was $27, and I couldn't believe the price of everything out there, because I don't usually eat fast food. We were running late somewhere, so we quick popped into an Arby's. And I said, wow, $27 for two little meals, one sandwich each. And I said, wow. And this, obviously, when your money goes to a place like the Betty Brin Children's Museum, it's an investment is what it is. You're investing in the future. And someday when your kids have kids, they'll be able to take him to the museum and say, I remember when I was here doing all this. And that's great stuff. I mean, I'm so happy that it's there.
Yeah, we believe that play should be accessible to all. So we try to keep our prices low so that kids can experience us. But yeah, we are a nonprofit, so our admissions do not cover our operational revenue. Contributed revenue and donations are truly make or break for us. So it's really critical to have an institution like ours in this community, and we're grateful to be here.
Okay, in the last minute, I'm going to give you a pitch to people, like a commercial, to get them to come to the Betty Brin Children's Museum. Give them a little commercial here. It's a free commercial for you, so take advantage of it.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I think, you know, if you want to offer your child something screen-free, we have the opportunity to engage your child in creative open play We offer interactive multi-sensory spaces that puts your kid in the driver's seat. And we truly know, we know kids learn best when they play. But they might not necessarily know they're learning, which is, you know, kind of our secret sauce.
I have an idea for your ad. This is your ad. Screen free, the Betty Brin Children's Museum. And also, your logo can be a picture of like a tablet thing with one of those Ghostbuster things going through it. And that's
you should be in marketing, Don. I love it.
And that's your ad. The Betty Brin Children's Museum. Screen free. Bring the kids. I love that ad. I think I'm going to copyright that ad so you can't use it without paying me. All right. That sounds great. Stacy Barge, Vice President of Brand Experience at the Betty Brin Children's Museum, right there on the lakefront in Milwaukee. Again, you can check out their website. It's bbcmkids.org. bbcmkids.org. Stacy, hold on the line, okay? Don't go anywhere. Stay right there. It's 7:30 on the noggin at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Let's see what's going on this morning locally. And once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Two neighboring counties, two different real estate vibes in September. According to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors, Kenosha County saw a nearly 40% surge in home sales compared to last year at this time, while Racine County sales fell by 7%. It could be a mirage. Racine did move more homes with a total of 201 sales, beating Kenosha's 180. Listings showed opposite trends as well. Available homes in Kenosha County dropped by 8.5%, shrinking supply, while Racine's grew by 3%. Realtors say the region needs a lot more homes to meet demand and to help keep prices from climbing higher. The Racine County Eye is digging deeper into the political fight over next year's Racine County budget. Four Republican lawmakers, including Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, say the county's 2026 proposal adds too many jobs and hikes fees far too much. County Executive Ralph Malicki says their numbers are misleading and that much of the spending they attack comes from mandates those same lawmakers created. The plan raises spending by about 5.5%, not the 18% cited by critics. You can go deeper on that story online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. A Brewers comeback fell short. The team lost to the Dodgers last night in Game 1 of the NLCS. Game 2 is tonight at the same time. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
With the world climate as it is, getting into new markets for production agriculture these days requires boots on the ground. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. That's why the U.S. Meat Export Federation sent a couple folks to the United Kingdom to find out what opportunities might lie there for beef and pork. Chair-elect Jay Thieler, along with the Idaho Governor Brad Little, who is a producer himself, made the trip.
I was part of the delegation where I went over with the governor of Idaho, who's the rancher himself, talked about the new trade deal. Talked a lot about the beef deal, but we also realized that there's some opportunities for pork, obviously, if they can work out some of the details on that, where the UK is taking a lot of pork from the European Union right now. So I think it's in the range of between $2 and $3 billion. So there's an opportunity for pork and certainly is an opportunity for beef if we can get duty-free access to the British market.
Jay Thieler, he is the chair-elect of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, talking about his recent trade mission to the United Kingdom. He says the United Kingdom and the European Union have been aligned for so long, it's hard to believe that if we can get into the European Union, why are we having troubles getting into the U.K.? Question yet to be answered. We'll answer the question of where markets stand this morning next.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
Barrel cheese stood still on Monday. 40-pound block cheese dropped 3 to 167. The AA butter was up a penny and a half at 162 a pound. This morning, the November Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 4, 1613. December up a nickel, 1636. December new crop corn's unchanged at 411. November beans down 3.5 at 1004. July new crop wheat, that's down 2.25 at 535 and a half. So just a quick market snapshot to give you an idea on where we're headed for a Tuesday trade session. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny at a high around 65. Showers are likely tonight, lows in the mid-50s, and it will be breezy. For Wednesday, slight chance of rain, a high around 61. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy, lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny Thursday, 65. It's 57 at our studios.
I am halfway through my 20s, and I am done. Oh, my God, I'm sick of my 20s. I'm so sick of people telling me to enjoy them. They're not fun. They are 10 years of asking yourself, what? Will I outgrow this, or is it a problem? Like, is this a phase or a demon? I just need to know. Like, am I fun, or should I go to a meeting? Someone help me. And people get upset when I complain about being young. I had a woman come up to me after a show furious. She's like, you should really appreciate this time of your life, because someday you're going to have a family like me, and you're really going to miss it. I'm like, where are your kids buried? I'm just trying to get to my car, ghost of Christmas future. And if you're sitting there going, Taylor, you should be grateful. I miss my 20s. No, you don't. What you miss is a time in your life where you didn't have a lot of responsibilities because nobody expected anything from you. You have no intuition, no instincts. You can't make decisions, only mistakes. That's why you're thin in your 20s. You don't have a gut to listen to yet. There's no mystic bad feeling under your ribs going, hey, maybe don't date a DJ again.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
We'll be right back.
Stop in the name of love, Diana Ross, Supremes, local news, timeless hits, WRJN at 7:39. Looking for a partly sunny day today. Highs near 65, as Corey Hartman said, our meteorologist watching the skies for us. Looks like a cloudy time right now. I just poked my nose out there. It's cloudy, 58 degrees right here at Radio Park. All right, you got to check out this video online. It's really neat. A woman from New Jersey recently flew to England to meet her pen pal of 51 years. They've been writing letters to each other since they're 11 years old. 51 years, and this is the first time they've met in person. Just did it the other day. It's really a sweet video to see them finally connect. And imagine writing to someone on the other side of the world for 51 years, and you finally get to meet them. It's really neat. It's a sweet video. Check it out online, all right? Today I met the boy I'm going to marry. Yeah, here's Darlene Love from the Crystals. Local news, timeless hits at WRJN.
Today I met the boy I'm going to marry. He's all I've wanted all my life and even more. He smiled at me and gee, the music started playing. Here comes the bride when he walked through the door. Today I met the boy I'm going to marry. The boy whose life and dream and love I want to share. For on my hand a band of gold appeared before me. The band of gold I always dreamed I'd wear. When we kissed, I felt a sweet sensation. This time it wasn't just my imagination. Today I met the boy I'm gonna marry. He's just what I've been waiting for. Oh yes. With every kiss, oh this is it, my heart keeps saying. Today I met the boy I'm going to marry.
Today I met the boy I'm going to marry. Interesting story about Darlene Love. When David Letterman had his late show on CBS, every single year for as far as I can remember, Darlene Love was always his final guest on the show before he took his Christmas vacation break. And she came on and sang, "Baby Christmas, Please Come Home." And it was every year. He used to bring her on. It was like, all right, tonight's Darlene Love. I guess he's going on vacation. That's kind of neat. All right. People online are talking about things they only pretend to enjoy, like grade school performances, networking events, and other people's children. Finally, I guess the truth comes out, huh? And by the way, I like other people's children. That's not me, all right?
Come on without. Everybody's gonna jump for joy. Come on out. Come on.
kitchen's gonna run to him. Come on. Everybody's gonna wanna doze.
Man, that was the same guy who did doo-wop, diddy-diddy-dum-diddy-do, and then he got older, and he put out that song, The Mighty Quinn. 746, local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Partly sunny today, highs near 65. Cloudy, looks like maybe a shower after 3 o'clock in the morning. Lows around 54 tonight. Chance of showers tomorrow, highs 61. Cloudy, 58 degrees right now at Radio Park. So a Pennsylvania church responded to concerns after a pastor waved an assault rifle and pointed it at the congregation during his sermon. They said the pastor made it clear the rifle was a prop and not loaded. They added the illustration was designed to show believers how unbelief is an enemy to faith. Sounds like a nice, relaxing Sunday morning at church, huh? 747 WRJN.
Off the holiday season with a Motown Christmas. Featuring former members of the Miracles and the Contours and the memories of Motown's iconic artists. Motown Christmas, Wednesday, November 12th at the Riverside Theater, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Tickets available now at PabstTheaterGroup.com or by phone at 414-242-8200. A Motown Christmas presented by BP Productions.
You want something fresh? Lee's Deli's got you covered. Signature subs and chef salads just the way you like them. At Cristiano's, Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, and Workforce Development on Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the Washington Avenue shop for all the fixins. Giant party subs, hot wings, classic deli salads. Ordering's a breeze through the Lee's Deli mobile app. Earn points and perks to keep those cravings satisfied. Lee's Deli, serving the people of Racine one meal at a time.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net. Restrictions may apply.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wrjn.com/contest-terms.
Friends, Monkey Time, 751, local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Hey, our commitment to local news continues to grow along with our partnership with the Racine County Eye. Please welcome our newest on-air news anchor, Connie Fellman, to Afternoons on WRJN. Now, Stuart J. Waddles starts our day here in the morning with local news you depend on. And now Connie adds years of experience in the news business to Afternoons with Gerd Bowman. Local news, timeless hits with Stuart and Connie right here on WRJN. Okay, survey asked parents what superpower would be most helpful to them. These were the top five. I have another one, which was, I think, better than these. But anyway, here they are, top five. Invisibility, flying, time travel, teleportation, and super strength. That's what parents need to deal with their kids. Superpowers. I want to be the human lie detector because I want to know when my kids are lying to me. That's the superpower I want. Or mind reading, one or the other, whichever comes first. Kathy's Clown. These are the Everly Brothers here at WRJN.
Don't want your
Kathy's Clown, Don and Phil, 7:55, local news, timeless, it's here at WRJN. People are getting ready for Christmas. I see Christmas lights up in the stores. They got the Christmas stuff out. Here's something I never heard of before, but apparently it's a thing. Half Christmas trees. You ever hear of them? You put them up against the wall, so you only have to decorate one side. It's great for, like, small apartments. It's just a half Christmas tree. You prop it up, you decorate half the tree. That's not a bad idea, especially if I have a small apartment or a small room to put it in. I like that. Half Christmas trees. I've never seen them, but now I've heard about them. Maybe I'll check them out. Somebody must have them on sale, right? 7:55, local news, timeless hits, partly sunny today, highs near 65. Right now it's cloudy and 58 degrees at Radio Park. Time is on my side. Here come the Stones. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN with the Stones. Time is on my side, 7:58. Don't forget, tonight, 6:30 pregame, it's game two of the National League pennant series between the Dodgers and the Brewers. Brewers have to make up tonight. They've got to even it up tonight, so they'll do it. First pitch, 7:08 here at WRJN. And speaking about sports, this week's high school football game of the week will be available online only at WRJN.com. Check it out. There's a link there to hear the game at DG Sports. So the game, the high school game, will still be on, but it's going to be online, streaming only because of the game four in the independent series this Friday night. So we will have both events on, so you'll be able to hear high school and the National League pennant race right here on WRJN and the local high school game at DG Sports. And who's playing this week here? Oh, yeah, this is a conference-title game. Lake Geneva Badger at Union Grove. So it's going to be a big game. You might want to hear the stream and go back and forth between the pennant race and also the conference-title game in high school sports. 7:59, the average American thinks the first 2 weeks of October are the best part of fall. Here are the things we love about this time of year. Seeing the leaves change color. Not in my backyard. I have pine trees everywhere. When there's a chill in the air, getting ready for the holidays, always exciting, starting to cook holiday foods, watching scary movies for Halloween, and wearing big sweaters. Yeah, it is kind of fun. First 2 weeks of October, we love it. Hey, it's exactly 8 o'clock. Local news, timeless hits. Let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. It is the dawn of a new day in the Middle East after 20 living hostages were returned after 2 years in captivity and almost 2,000 Palestinian prisoners were released from Israel before heading home to Gaza. Correspondent Tony DeCopel is in Jerusalem.
It's a morning of first here, the first morning in years without war, the first for Israel with all of its living hostages home, home in the embrace of their families, and also one of the few recent mornings with clear skies over Gaza. And it took a lot to get to this day. So many Israeli families never gave up. The images of joyful reunions, they've been shared all around the world and shared again. "He's alive," said one father as his son walked through the door. "My heart," he cried, "my heart."
The bodies of 24 Israeli hostages remain in Gaza as negotiations continue.